2022 was a rough year for the tech industry, and so far, 2023 is not looking much better. In the last few months, tens of thousands of tech workers have been laid off from companies like Amazon, Google, Salesforce, and Facebook. Losing a job is always hard, but you know, for people on work visas, a layoff can also start a pretty brutal ticking clock. NPR's Stacey Vanek Smith has the story.
Back in February, Hui Tu started a new job, a dream job, working as an artificial intelligence research scientist for Instagram. Tu showed up at the downtown New York office with a fake plant and a laminated sign that read, "What would you do if you weren't afraid?" The offices were glorious. Original artwork, designer furniture, free food.
It feels very humble, like the American dream, as cliche as it sounds. I feel like I finally like make it, you know?
Tu grew up in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, pretty modest background. And the idea of working for a world-famous company like Instagram seemed like a fantasy. But Tu got into college in the U.S., earned a PhD, and landed a job at the social media giant. For the first time, they had steady income and security. So Tu booked a trip home to Vietnam to see family and deliver the good news in person.
I haven't seen them for 3 years. I was going to visit for the new year, the Lunar New Year, but I was going to surprise them.
But in early November, just 8 months into their new job, Tu got a surprise, an email.
Got an email at 6:10 a.m. EST.
You remember like the minute.
Yeah, it's pretty traumatizing.
The email said Meta, parent company of Instagram and Facebook, was losing money. And Mark Zuckerberg, CEO, had made the hard but necessary decision to lay off 13% of the company's workforce, about 11,000 people. And the email said,
"Unfortunately, you've been included in this layoff." Yeah.
What went through your head when you read that?
I just feel like this cannot be real.
But it was real. And so was the terrible ticking clock Tu is now on. Tu is in the U.S. on a work visa, and like most work visas, it is tied to Tu's job. Losing that job meant Tu had 90 days to find a new one or have to leave the country. Tu felt very alone. They didn't want to tell their family or their parents. After all, Tu hadn't even told them about getting the job yet.
So I'd like rather not have to worry them. When I find another job, I tell them.
At Meta, Instagram's parent company, about one worker in five is on a work visa, like Tu. But the whole industry relies hugely on immigrant workers. It's something critics will often bring up. And in the last few months, thousands of these workers have been laid off and now have 60 days, or in some cases 90 days, to find a new job or face having to leave the country. And many of them have spent years in the U.S. They have mortgages, kids in school. Tu has lived in the U.S. for 8 years. Their life is here. And Tu's worried that 90 days won't be enough to find something new.
Competing with that market is crazy. Because right now it's like flip, right? The situation flipped.
The situation flipped. Traditionally, tech companies have been desperate for workers. But a lot of the big hiring behemoths like Amazon, Google, Microsoft, they've been laying people off. Many others have hiring freezes in place. Tu says being on a work visa is a real disadvantage because visas can be costly and complicated for employers, not to mention the intense hiring deadline. So Tu is trying to cover all their bases.
How many jobs have you applied to?
Close to 75.
You've applied to 75 jobs? That's a lot.
I just feel like I have a race and I need to like apply to everything I see so far.
Tu says it feels dangerous to step away from the computer for even a few minutes or even just turn off the phone to get some sleep.
I just feel like very on edge to be like, every time I hear the LinkedIn sound, I have to like respond right away.
After all, that ping on LinkedIn could be a question from an employer or maybe even a job offer. And Hui Tu needs that to happen before February 6th. That is when the 90 days are up. Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.